All right, Anthony Rodia is in studio, and tomorrow he's at the Palace Theater in Waterbury. We're linked up at WPLR.com. You've heard of stay-at-home mom. You've heard of stay-at-home dad. On the phone right now is a stay-at-home son. It's a thing now. They're called hub sons. Luke is on the phone. He prefers stay-at-home son. Hey, Luke.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thanks.
So, you sound very tranquil.
Oh, well, it's 7 a.m. here.
Well, thank you.
Where are you calling from?
Utah is where I'm at right now, just visiting my grandma. Las Vegas is where I reside.
Where?
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas. Las Vegas. And how old are you?
I am 33. I turned 34 on November 3rd.
Okay.
Nice.
So that's kind of like telling us, like, you're 33 and a half. Like, why would you tell us when you're 34? It's next month.
Well, right. Because see, that's the problem, is I told the article the same thing, and they wrote 34, so now I'm obligated to tell them that, if that makes sense.
Okay, like, I got it.
Okay. Got you.
That makes sense.
Made a pact.
So why don't you, do you want to work and your mom wants you home because she needs to help, or what's happening?
Yeah, awesome question. I was down in Houston, Texas for the last 4 years, and I just was doing things that that I probably shouldn't be doing, and it was feeding my pride and ego, and I just...
What do you mean?
You know,
what do you mean you were doing things you shouldn't?
You gotta give details, dude.
Oh, man. It was a wild. I don't know if any of you guys have been to Houston.
Yeah, I have.
Sex and drugs? What were you doing? Just tell us.
All of it. Sex, drugs, and then country music, not rock and roll, though.
Okay,
gotcha.
Yeah, so it was something where I took a step back and looked deeper, and I was like, man, I've got to get back to where the mountains are. I grew up on horses. I was like, I got to get horse property again.
Okay, but you could do all that and not stay home with your mom. I'm curious as to how you went from... So did you have a job in Houston?
Yes, I did. I was a door-to-door salesman.
Oh. Nice.
Yeah.
That's annoying. You're that person. So you were selling what?
Doors? I was selling solar.
Oh. Solar. Wow. Oh my God. I can't tell you how many of you I've sent away from my door.
I almost punched a guy in the face the other day with solar.
That's tough.
Yeah. Well, it wouldn't have been me. I would have gotten in the door. But you have sent a lot of people that were trying to sell.
You would have gotten in
the
door?
All right. Hold on. Hold on.
To live with me?
Hold on.
You're not that lucky.
Okay. Hold on. Hold on. We're going to test this experiment, Luca. Then we're going to get into why you're a stay-at-home son. But I want to test your theory that you would have gotten in the door. Okay, here we go. I open the door. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thanks. What's up? What can I do for you?
Here's real quick, off the pitch. Here's the problem.
I got to tell you, listen,
Connecticut, right?
Look, I used to be in sales, and I know how important your time is. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm a hard no. Because I don't own this house.
Well, yeah, if you don't own it, you don't qualify.
There you go.
Boom. You're done.
It's too easy. I messed with him a little bit.
As soon as you show up on like that little fake unicycle.
That's right.
Goodbye.
Okay, hold on. Hold on.
The narrative. See, I would have came up with an app with your name on it to make sure you're the homeowner. There's an app called Landglide, so I'm not going to waste my time if you don't own the home. You're welcome.
Okay, hold on, Luke. You would ask me what my name is. I would not give it to you because I already know you're a salesperson.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
No one comes to my door unannounced.
No.
No one.
I turned family away.
Me too.
Even if I invite them and I change my mind by the time they get there, I'm like, yeah, no, I don't want you here.
I like Luke's confidence, though. I want you to try this now on Anthony. Anthony is going to be the homeowner, okay?
Okay, ready?
All right, here we go. Hold on.
But I need to know the utility company in Connecticut and what the rates are. That's the thing. Like,
okay,
I can't,
Eversource, and it's way off the charts expensive.
All right.
Okay?
Eversource.
Okay, here we go.
All right. Hey, what's up?
Hey, Anthony?
Yes.
Awesome, man. Hey, my name is Luke. I'm just the one working with the HOA. I just got to be doing out here. We're out here actually giving energy saving reports. Have they dropped one off by any chance?
No. So what is this, solar?
No. So back in the day, you know, people had to buy solar, and they liked the idea of it. It was just super expensive, money out of pocket. They really couldn't afford it. So they're having me do all the legwork walking around. I'm just dropping off these reports because what's going on is Eversource. I'm certain you've seen the rates lately. They're skyrocket.
Yeah. Have you guys fixed the issue, how they look horrible on the roof?
What's that? The shingles or what?
The solar.
The panels itself. Okay. Yeah, can you tell me right now what color your shingles are on your
black.
House?
Look up.
Black. Yeah, black.
Look up. Okay. Look up. Well, 90% of people. I'm pitching two people. So, are you guys married or what's
Yeah, I'm married, and my wife makes all the home decisions.
Yeah, why do you have a problem with that?
Yeah. So wait, one says you're married to a wife, and the other is a husband. This is getting.
Can I ask you a question? and you don't have to answer it. Are you a homeowner, or do you live at home with your mom?
Yes, I actually am a homeowner. I have two rental properties. I have a home in Houston, and I do live at home with my
mom.
Do
you use solar yourself?
I do.
Can I see a picture of your roof?
Yes, and here's my bill, though. Do you care more about your finances or the
I care more about my wife complaining about the fact that my roof looks like crap.
Well, if you could buy your wife a Louis Vuitton, would she be more happy if you could save money on your energy bill?
No. She still wants the house to look good and
oh
the solar.
My gosh.
You see the guy across the street, how his roof looks like one big tinted window? I don't want that. Well, yes, hold on one second. Let me introduce you to my father. Hold on. Dad, come here. Luke wants to speak to you.
Yeah, what's up, Luke? What are you trying to sell? What do you want? Is a Jehovah's Witness?
No, I'm actually Mormon from Utah, so...
Oh, you're Mormon. What does that mean? You wake up in the morning?
Yep.
So you try to sell a solar panel? That's the thing that look like a garbage on top of the roof is saving me bill, but then, God forbid, the power go out. I don't got enough energy to fix it and run in my refrigerator. Let me ask you a question. I'm going to still get a cable because if I don't get a Bonanza, I don't want to nothing.
Yeah, so if you do get a battery, you do have enough energy.
Oh, now I got to get a battery. Ah, that's not what you said. You said, oh, the sun is going to save your life and save your bill. Do me a favor. I'll make you a deal.
I didn't say that either.
How about the solar panel? You hook a little wire up to your ass, and then the solar panel energizes yourself to get the hell off of my property. How about that, Luke?
All right, listen, look, you did a good job. You hung in there, okay? You did a good job.
I'm just warming up.
I know you are.
Yeah, you're going to be real warm by the time I call the cop.
Anthony Rodia in studio. He's at the Palace in Waterbury tomorrow. Luke is a stay-at-home son on the phone. Nice
Can
enough to wake up.
Can we get into that more?
I do want to do that.
I want to dive into this. So yeah. What's the difference between a stay-at-home son and
a bum
unemployed?
Yeah, there's a lot. I guess unemployed. What would be the reasoning of being unemployed?
No, just unemployed versus stay at home son.
Well, that's like asking what's the difference between the crackhead on the corner of the street or someone that's taking care of their mom. Like there's the difference between that.
No, one's a drug addict.
Yeah, right.
Who has
crack
addiction
is one
issues.
Of them.
Right.
Okay, but he's still unemployed, so that's what I'm saying. What is the
But all joking aside, is your mom in need of care? Like, if you weren't there, would she
not be okay? No. I'm just trying to understand the question a little better. Yeah, she would be fine. She's 63.
Oh, she's young.
Yeah, so how it all happened is there's no doubt when I was in Houston, when you said, well, why didn't you just move? Because if you want to get out of somewhere so bad, and your mom lives
everything
somewhere.
Is long here. Why don't you just answer? Why don't you go to work every day?
Yeah, if your mom needed you there, then you're not a stay-at-home son. You're caring for your mom. That's the difference.
But
that's
a caretaker.
You're being a good son.
And I absolutely respect that. I would do that for any of my parents. I would do that for my in-laws.
Would you
However,
really? Your
no, in-laws? 100%. Mom, I got great. I've been living with them for 14 months. My house is still not done.
Whoa.
Yeah, but
okay.
Great in-laws.
Back to that later.
But I would respect that. However, if your mom is fully capable of living by herself or even having you live there with her to keep her company and she doesn't need you every single minute of every single day, then that is the that's the difference. You're choosing not to be employed. Like, let me ask you a question. Are you a PlayStation guy or a Xbox owner?
Man, I mean, you guys said I was long-winded. I don't play any video games.
No video games.
Go on for the next 5 minutes.
You have no video game. Then you're not really a stay-at-home son, dude.
No.
I mean, so what do you do all day?
What do you do?
Like, what stops you from working?
Nothing stops me from working. I built a pergola for my mom. I put on roofs on her rental property. I put bathroom flooring on her rental properties.
So this is kind of like a marriage where one of the people in the marriage stays home and takes care of and manages the house, but there's no sex.
He answers my questions.
I hope.
He answers my questions like my dad would answer a question. Dad, why don't you go to work? Well, I put together a nice coffee table. I put together furniture for you before. But what's...
And then he says, because my damn kids don't know how.
Right. Well, in your sense, the kids do know how. But what makes you not want to go to work? Like, you don't want money. You don't want to just obviously be
independent.
You don't
want your own career.
Right.
So in door-to-door sales, I learned how fast money comes. Right now, financials is the last thing on my mind. I can make money out of thin air.
Okay.
So you're a magician.
I mean, you could say that, or I'm a hard worker.
All right, so today is...
You're not a hard worker.
Yeah, you definitely...
Can we just be honest with each other?
Putting together a pergola. All right, so
you're not a hard worker.
What does your day consist of?
Yes.
After you get off the phone, what's your day?
What's my day? I'm going to go to the gym.
Who pays for the membership?
Right now, I'm at my grandma's.
No, but who pays for the membership of the gym?
I do.
How?
Well, he makes money up here.
Again, I have rental properties. I did solar, so I have savings. And I make money up here. You're right. I sold feet pictures the other night.
Wait a minute. You sold feet pictures?
I did.
Of whose feet?
Of mine.
Oh, God, I thought you were going to say your grandma's
AJ,
feet.
But
you're awfully quiet here.
Yeah, I'm waiting. I know how to make money now.
All right. AJ is a foot guy. AJ, you have to see pictures of Luke's feet and tell us if you think they're worthy of...
I don't do dudes.
All right, so hold on. You have rental property that you get income from, right? You have rental property?
My mind is blowing
with this.
So
do you own that rental property? Did you acquire it? Did you purchase it?
I did. I bought a triplex and a duplex. So triplex is 3 living units. I know you guys are a little slow.
No. We got the fact that it was 3 when you said try.
Okay. Again, I'm just making sure.
Now, hold on. Is that try as in T-R-I or try as in try to get a job? Which try are we? Yep. It's T-R-I.
Awesome. It's called residual income. Do you need me to spell that?
No. So you have income coming in. That's what I'm trying to figure out. So now let me ask you a question. Do the rental properties give you enough income to where you can survive on just that alone if you wanted to live on your own?
Yeah, but I couldn't go do like extra spending. No.
No, I'm just saying because I'm trying to figure out if you have rental property and your rental property can pay your bills and like you can possibly live in one of them and then the mortgage can pay your or the rental can pay your bills and everything like that and you can actually survive on your own, then you're not a stay-at-home son. You're basically retired at 33.
You guys called me and said that. I didn't. I just.
Didn't you say he's a hustler?
Hold on 1 second. Luke, hold on 1 second. Ruth, was this guy featured in a New York Post article?
He was.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Luke, were you interviewed in a New York Post article about this?
I was.
Okay. Did you tell them that you are not a stay-at-home son?
No, but he said if I could live on my own, then I'm not one.
Correct.
And I said, okay, so I can live on my own and I am staying at home. So I did tell them I was, yes.
Okay.
But he's saying something different. He's saying if I could live and be self-sustained, then I am not one.
All right.
You know what? I'm going to table this for another time. We're going to pick up on this another time. Luke, thanks for coming on, man. You're an interesting dude and clearly a good salesperson.
And an inspiration. Let me
Yes.
Yeah. I want your life. I want to stay home.
I want to buy solar.
I believe it. You probably couldn't afford it.
Luke, you need to Google before you know what you're talking about, my friend. You need to Google. Just Google my name, Luke.
What's your net worth? Luke, what's your net worth?
With my inheritance that I'm with being a stay-at-home.
Oh, this gets so much better. Okay. So you're spoiled. That's what it is. You're not lazy. You're spoiled.
That is the perfect completion of the segment. All right, Luke. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. I liked him. There's something about him that I like.
Interesting.
I want to throat punch him. Guy's not a stay-at-home son. Listen, I have a friend of mine. His younger brother's 22 years old, has no job, lives with his parents. The parents have to give him money for everything. That's a stay-at-home son.
Right.
This guy has rental property. He has inheritance. He's living off the money and probably smoking weed every single day. You could hear it in his voice.
Yeah.
And he said he was already into drugs. So he's just basically lazy. That's it. He doesn't want to work. And if he has money, listen, if I have a bunch of rental properties where I don't have to work to pay my bills, then I'm not. You're retired.
Anthony Rodia in studio. He's in a bad mood now. He just had a confrontation with a solar panel salesperson and a stay-at-home son.
Oh, right. My nerves are shot.
Who sells pictures of his feet.
Right.
And has an inheritance.
Every detail about that dude's life upset Anthony more and more.
100%. Inheritance, rental property, feet pictures. AJ bought one. I mean, it's just...
Saying though, every time he said the word triplex, Anthony...
Yeah. I'm like, have you ever heard of suplex? You know what a suplex is?
By a simplex.
Oh, man.
That's one of those, if we had a guest, like if he was in studio, that would have been a fist fight.
100%. He called me dumb and broke.
Yep.
Where I have a very, very, I have a great career, and you have to have a high IQ to be a comedian. Like, this mug would have been shattered over his head. Go home and tell your mom to put a Band-Aid on your forehead.
So if he was in studio, you would be in jail.
I would be arrested, and I would not be at the Palace Theater
tomorrow.
I would not, because it's Friday. I'd be getting out Monday morning.
That's right.
You know, it's a movie, like you and him are at the airport, your flight's canceled, you have to get back, and you go both to rent the same last rental car, and you have to drive back across
the country
together. But
he can't rent his because his is under his mom's name.
You're like driving down the highway. He's got his feet up on the dashboard taking pictures.
He's like, you know, this car would be more efficient if it was solar powered, right?
The last scene in the movie, in the whole movie, is this: these guys just driving
nonstop,
each other nuts,
just nonstop. Yep.
But he's the guy. Like Luke is the guy who's never bothered because he thinks he's always right.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Oh my God.
He doesn't listen to the words because he's so right. He doesn't have to listen to other people.
You know what the final scene
this
would
is
be?
I got the final scene. Right, hold on. I think we're on the same page.
I'm going to top yours. I'm going to turn mine into a horror movie.
The final scene is Anthony's driving in the car by himself with a big smile. And then you zoom out and it zooms back in to a freshly dug grave in the desert.
Dude, if you would have actually taken the same idea I had, I would have jumped over the desk and hugged you because I was sick. I had the same vision. All of a sudden, we get into an argument, All of a sudden, the next scene, I'm driving by myself. I got country music playing. I got a big smile on my face. They zoom out. I have his feet dangling from my rearview mirror.
Okay, same thing.
Like two dice, fuzzy dice.
Yeah, he doesn't make it to the end of the movie.
No.
Yeah, that's the happy ending.
I'd watch that movie.
I would watch that movie.
Oh, why not?
AJ, what'd you think of that guy?
Bizarre, weird.
So weird.
Nice talk.
Dude, you called it. He's one of those guys that thinks he's always right, but yet never listens to anything you actually are saying.
He doesn't have to listen to people.
No.
Because they just complicate his rightness.
Yeah. I can just picture right now. Hey, Mark, Luke, yeah, I was on a radio again. I swear, like, no one's buying into this, man. Like, yeah, he was making fun of solar. I love you too, Ma. Are you making mac and cheese today? I'll be home in a little bit from Utah.
Oh, hold on. I threw his card in the, his guest card in the trash can, but there's a picture of him.
Huh, I already know what it looks like.
He just made his mom some meal or something. He's, like, holding the plate.
Oh, they did a whole photo shoot for the Post. He said they flew out a photographer, and there's all these pictures of him and his mom.
By the way,
yet he's trying to say he's not the stay-at-home son because he has all this money and inheritance.
I need to clarify one thing. He didn't make a meal. He cut a bell pepper and put ranch dressing on a plate, and that's the plate. Like, get out of it.
Right?
That takes 6 seconds.
Did they eat the meal underneath the freshly built pergola?
Get out of here with that.
I'm like, why don't you work?
I put a pergola together. I built my mom a rocking chair.
I don't know if you know. Do you know how to spell pergola?
How much do you want to bet that his triplex and his duplex are made of Legos?
I rent those. Well, my tenant downstairs is a G.I. Joe.
God, he triggered me.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
I enjoyed that whole segment, though.
Thank
I
you.
Enjoyed every minute.
I have to tell you, I couldn't pull the plug. I was a listener glued to these two people who would normally never come in contact.
Never.
Unless, like you said, Phil, they're at the airport. That's where you meet people you'd never come in contact
with. Yeah, that's why.
Or DMV.
That's why everywhere I fly, I sit with Marco or Johnny.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep. Know your poison before you do it. But I can tell you one thing. I want to thank Luke. Luke, if you're still listening, I want to thank you because you've just added to 10 minutes of my show tomorrow night in Waterbury. You will definitely be showcased on that show.